This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I am surrounded by giant sunflower seeds right now. And
giant ones?
Roasted and salted original giant sunflower seeds. Here's one they're raving about now, the kettle roast original. And also, are you ready for this? I'm kind of a ranch guy myself. Or dill pickle. Salt and pepper is pretty good. But here's kettle roast, toasted coconut, giant sunflower seeds. So, I am on the road today, Wahpeton, North Dakota. A little secret about me, I love great North Dakota stories. I love great stories, period, but when they happen to come from the state we call home, that's kind of cool. And I also love a good tour. And I had the pleasure of getting a tour earlier today from Robert Schuller, the Schuller family that has started this giant sunflower seeds tsunami that has swept the United States. They are this is a North Dakota company now. Wahpeton, North Dakota is where we're at. Giant sunflower seeds. The supplier for every major league baseball team. Think about that.
Everyone?
Every single one.
Wow.
They're the official.
How did that happen?
Isn't that incredible? Like a lot of good hard work and ingenuity and, most importantly, some great sunflower seeds, you know. You're going to hear that story today on the program and look forward to it. Robert Schuller will join us. Robert and his brother work here alongside their father and, of course, their grandfather, really part of the history. Sunflower seeds first came here, I think, we'll talk more about this story later on because I'm far from an expert, but about 75 years ago, and they were called Russian nuts then. They weren't known to this part of the world, and it was sort of an experiment and a little bit controversial, and, of course, one thing led to another, and they're processing them, and all of a sudden working on the seeds and getting that right and putting them in a package and selling them at convenience stores everywhere. Now I'm looking at a map here at the Giants Seeds World Headquarters in Wahpeton, and it shows about every corner of the United States pins on the map and different brands where you can stop by and purchase those. So it's a great North Dakota story. I love it. It's value added, which is a great story that, you know, yeah, we're good at growing, but let's market our own products too. Let's get them out there. I just love that. It's a great story. So. Love celebrating that, and I've had the pleasure of course, the Cloverdale plant and seeing their new addition when they added the ability for the bacon, seeing that up close and firsthand and getting a tour from T.J. Russell out there. Really enjoyed that. Baker Boy, been out there, been at Dakota Growers. So a few spots, Barrel of Fun. Kenny Nelson gave me a great tour. A couple of them, actually, over at the Barrel of Fun location. They use a lot of North Dakota spuds, but that's a Minnesota company, Perham, Minnesota, so... Just, I marvel at that. I think it's marvelous. I really do. You know, it's neat that we think of enough of ourselves as the North Dakotans to really even do anything. We grow great sunflowers. Why not put them in a package and sell them and be the official supplier for every Major League Baseball team? You know, sort of like what the what Cloverdale does with it. Well, it's a great hot dog, so why not the hot dog of the Seattle Seahawks and Seattle Mariners and... It's just the North Dakota way, and I love it. And there may be others out there. I know people talk about Cavendish being in a lot of places, the farm operation at Jamestown. I don't know much about them. Maybe that'll be my next tour. But I know there's others, and I know you know who they are. So if there's others, you can suggest for a little tour stop to learn more of the story here on What's on Your Mind. Love it, love it, love it. Love doing it. Really do. Welcome to the program Tuesday edition. Big day. On the national scene with the presidential race, big day, big day. Today, really, we'll know this time tomorrow. 70% chance that's the nominee, 30% chance that's the nominee, and these two probably won't be the nominee. I'm guessing. Now, you don't know this. This could go to the convention, and all four could remain. But we'll know all that, I believe, by the end of the day. I mean, there could be a scenario that comes out that says, "Well, all four are going to stay in." But, you know, I mean, Kasich loses Ohio, he's done, right? He said that. I know Rubio originally said, I have to win Florida, I'll demonstrate that, and now is saying, if I don't win Florida, I'm not going anywhere. I'm part of this race for the long haul. In my mind, if Rubio does that, for instance, Kasich wins Ohio and says, I'm in, I'm staying around. Rubio wins or doesn't win, but stays in either way. what they're basically doing is saying, Cruz, we're going to deprive you of the prize because Trump's going to get it. You know, there's four people in this race beyond today. Then the others are saying, just by sheer math, Trump's going to get it. Now, they could prevent Trump from the actual majority in time for the convention, by which, what do you do at the convention then? You could find another way, but say Trump is at, instead of the 1,300 he needs, and it's not quite 1,300, but 1,200 and some change, he's at 1,200, okay? Instead of 1,300, he's at 1,200. You didn't get there. Rules are you have to have a majority. So, convention, what are your wishes? If the convention is made up of, you know, more Rubio people, as an example, more Kasich people, and they say, screw those Trump folks, he didn't get the majority, we want this guy. So we're going to pick this guy in the second ballot. Do you think everybody that just was told stick it is going to just smile pretty and be happy and a good soldier? You know, then you disenfranchise a whole bunch of folks that have been part of the process till the end. So it's no easy deal doing something different at the convention. I know North Dakota's National Committeeman Curly Haugland is out there talking about, you know, non-committed delegates and where they could go, and those are games. They are games within the rules, to be fair, but they are games, and they're going to be viewed as games. They're going to be viewed as party bosses pulling the strings. They won't play well with people, and they shouldn't. The story of this election is the people said, don't tell me how to vote. Don't tell me how to think. Don't tell me who I should be for. Don't tell me who's presidential. I'll decide this. Thank you very much. Me, myself, and I got this. It really is the people. And by the way, Ben Carson, if you're listening very closely to what he's saying, ever since he's announced who he's supporting in Donald Trump, is saying that. Ben Carson is saying that. First of all, he's saying the most important thing about this election is the Supreme Court, and the person I believe can win is Donald Trump. And the reason I've come to believe now that Donald Trump should be the nominee is because it's clearly the will of the people. Those pesky people known as voters in the grassroots, disdained by the establishment, they loathe the grassroots efforts of the Tea Party, and they don't think much of the Trump crowd. And it's almost uncomfortable watching them with one toe in the water of, do we need to go down there with the... One of our listeners called with the best analogy of this whole race, said this thing is playing out like the Adam Sandler movie. And the people Donald Trump bring into the process are the golfers that Adam Sandler brought into the game. That's a great analogy. It's a great analogy. It's like the great unwashed. We've got to listen to them. And I'm telling you, I've been around it for a long time. And establishment types, they have to play the game with me because I'm on the radio. They don't want me to say anything bad about them. And so they play the game. But you know, and they're good people. There's a lot of good people in politics. Even the establishment people are good people. Karl Rove's a good man, right? On the national front, that's probably who you think of. Or a Mitt Romney, they're good people. They want the best for America, right? And our establishment types in North Dakota, which would be, you know, I guess Senator Hoeven and Governor Dalrymple and you know, again, the national committee folks that make up. They're good people. I'm not dissing them, but they spend a lot of time with people in the political world, not with a lot of people that are out in the real world. And the grassroots folks who rise up and say, no, this is who I think it ought to be. And so we make them uncomfortable. And I am much more comfortable, honestly, with somebody whose name you don't know from Boo, but has a very wise opinion on the direction of things. And I think there's a lot of that going on right now. And they are a little mad. They are a little angry because they don't believe our leaders are addressing the problems quick enough. So, anyway, that's my two cents. I'll tell you tomorrow what's going to happen because there's a million scenarios, but this will be fun for sure. UND is picking a new leader today as we speak. As a matter of fact, interviewing the candidates. We'll know probably before noon who the next president is. If I had to venture a guess, I'd say it'd probably be Steve Shirley. You've heard me mention that name before as a favorite. And Steve is currently the president of MSUM, so they don't want to give him up. He's been at Valley City State, but he's been in the system. The only thing I hear on the downside is he's young. He's about 41. I don't know. Tom Clifford was young, too, when he became president, wasn't he? And Dean. So that doesn't necessarily scare me. Mark Kennedy's probably the other name you need to know. I'd say it'd be between the two of them. Former member of Congress from Minnesota, but with a lot of North Dakota roots. His wife, an NDSU grad, and a good man. Good guy that I've known over the years as well. So it'll be interesting to see which one of those two come out. But look for one of those two. Also, Thursday brings the Department of Health in North Dakota decision on the permit for the farm that's being proposed that's caused some controversy in Buffalo. We're going to talk about that today with Darrell Lease. He'll be here. The president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, I always defer to their wisdom, that is the Farm Bureau, when it comes to ag issues in North Dakota. They seem to be the most common sense. And so Darrell will be here on that particular issue, the Dakota Resource Council and others protesting the idea that this pig farm would go out to Buffalo, but mainly for reasons where I think they'd prefer, that we export our animal agriculture to China or something. I don't know. Anyway, that and more on my mind. What's on yours? Tell me on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You are invited to the North Dakota Family Alliance's 2016 Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet, Monday, April 4th in Bismarck, Tuesday, April 5th in Fargo. You won't want to miss this great evening highlighted by an inspiring message from nationally known guest speakers, the Benham Brothers. To learn more about hosting a table, underwriting opportunities, or reserving a seat, go to ndfa.org, ndfa.org. That's North Dakota Family Alliance's Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet in Bismarck on April 4th and in Fargo on April 5th.
I'm with Vince at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Let's go on a little tour of the showroom here. What you have?
Well, by now you know the benefits of wellness of a hot tub. We have a lot of 2015/early 16 models in stock that we need to clear out moving into the season. We have all sizes from a two-person all the way up to an eight-person, all price ranges, from $29.95 to $19,000 with everything in between. We are the home of the ACE saltwater system, which is fantastic. We've naturally figured out a way to sanitize your water by splitting a water molecule, releasing oxygen. It's a wonderful experience in owning a hot tub. Come on in. We'll give you a tour. We'll find the hot tub that's right for you. And we do deliver all winter long. So if it's snow in your backyard, we'll get it there. I know there might be a deck or patio project you want to do in the spring, but guess what? We'll move it one time for you for free in the next 12 months. So no excuses.
And Ben Franklin has some advice for folks that are listening and thinking about buying a hot spring spa, right?
That's right. Ben Franklin, way back when showers and baths weren't cool, he said, well, I just feel smarter when sitting in hot water.
You're going to not only feel better, you're also going to feel smarter. And as Vince said, some great deals now as well. So come on in and see him online at FargoHotSpring.com, South Washington Grand Forks, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, or next to Spitfire in West Fargo. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Back in Wahpeton, world headquarters of Giant Snacks, the folks that crank out those giant sunflower seeds and pumpkin seeds. Pumpkin seeds are a big deal, too. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Do you have a hankering ever for pumpkin seeds?
Boy, I haven't had those in years, but yeah, now that you mention it.
Big stuff.
Yeah.
Also, How about you, Manny? Pumpkin seed kind of guy?
Never had them.
No. You know, another thing I found interesting, summertime, as the weather gets warmer, way more seeds get eaten. Why do we like seeds more when it's nice out versus the dead of winter? What's the difference? I guess you're outside more. So you're spitting those seeds. I don't know. I can't figure it out. Anyway, we're at Giant Seeds today. Tell you more about the story coming up in our next hour. Also, North Dakota Farm Bureau here to talk about that swine facility at Buffalo, North Dakota. Love to hear from anybody that wants to weigh in on that today. I see our Facebook page has overwhelming support. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is 800-228-0550. You found out what's on my mind. I want to find out what's on yours. We're brought to you in part today by PVE Schaeffler, the folks that provide a wide range of services, expertise, and solutions to the oil and gas industry. See, at PVE Schaeffler, they have the extensive knowledge of civil engineering and surveying, the planning, the regulatory permitting, the exploration, the production service focus associated with the oil and gas industry. And that's a competitive industry. Everybody watching every penny, as you understand. So PVE Schaeffler, known as possessing the highly professional integrity and trusted partner to many energy companies, help them in that area. Jeff Holcomb is the guy you want to call to PVE Schaeffler today, 701-628-4554 for more information, or visit them online at PVEschaeffler.com. One other quick thing I wanted to mention, related to our conversation yesterday on violence. The violence in politics. By the way, where has there been violence? And if one guy racking his elbow against another guy and another guy, throwing his finger up in the air is violence, I think that's a bit of a stretch. We can't let the loony left define the debate. We immediately go to playing on, should Trump denounce the violence? Is he saying enough? Did he cause the violence? Is he citing, inciting violence? Well, violence? So let's start there. What's violence? The Democrats and our president don't like to talk about police officers being murdered in cold blood. Is that violence? Why don't we deal with that problem where it's a real problem, where we're going to funerals, not a political rally, where when 30,000 people show up, are there going to be 10, folks that are going to push the envelope? Of course. It's not violence. So that's number one, where we got to go. I see that the Democratic Party has decided they want to beat up on Kevin Cramer now. And mind you, I cut the Democratic Party a lot of slack. They can meet in a phone booth in North Dakota, okay? And they can't even recruit candidates for major offices. So you got to understand, they have to swing for the fences. Cut them a little slack. But when they say things just really, 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 really dumb, I think we do have to point it out. And Kylie Overson, I think, takes the cake now with her criticism of Congressman Cramer. So he comes out over the weekend talking about this particular race. And she said that what he was doing was trying to shift the blame for violence at Donald Trump's rallies, and that's appalling and nonsensical. So she is now calling Cramer on Trump appalling and getting it in the newspapers. And, of course, the newspapers love this stuff. Here's what Kevin said. I've expressed my share of concern and criticism of Donald Trump's style and demeanor as a presidential candidate. Okay? It's acknowledging criticism of Mr. Trump. But to blame one person's violence on another's words seems desperate and unbecoming. Piling on the frontrunner is a rich political tradition, but to rationalize attempts to stifle free speech is not a Republican tradition, and I suspect will serve to strengthen the standing of Donald Trump. This caused Ms. Overson to say, extremism of any form is unacceptable, and North Dakotans deserve representatives at all levels of government who stand up against hatred and denounce violence to bridge divides. Kevin Cramer should take a hard look in the mirror and pressure his preferred candidate to do the same. Cramer said elections are about voters more than they are about political parties. It's time for Republican leaders to help Donald Trump be a successful candidate and then help him be a successful president. All right? Who's right? You tell me. 800-228-0550. Fred in Wing, North Dakota.
Good morning.
How are you?
Pretty good. I just wanted to call in and talk about this. I heard you talking about Wapton and about sunflower seeds. My father and my wife's father used to call them when we first got them out here years and years ago. They called them Russian peanuts.
Russian peanuts, that's Russian nuts.
And I asked them, why was that? Nobody knew. So now you explained that this morning. I appreciate that. That's not why I called, but just a thought. That's what they used to call them. Anyway, I listened to your show last night. I didn't get to listen yesterday, but I listened last night, and I thought it was really good about that guy that came on and gave the report from Chicago. That was really... And showed us what's going on down there, where he had to park his car a mile and a half away and all that. And then they over and over again on Sean Hannity last night, listened to him last night, and they talked about the liberal news media is showing this cowboy-type guy, you know, punching out these protesters that were going in there, and they were raising the fuss. And on your repeat show last night, I heard him talking about how they were jostling people around and cussing and doing all this terrible stuff. And I just thought it was ironic that a cowboy type fella gets up and punches one of them guys out. I think he was just fed up with the political process being interrupted in that.
By the way, since we're talking about inciting violence, and I don't think this is violence, but that's what we'll use the Democratic term. Was that guy coming up the steps? Inciting violence by flipping everybody off and screaming all his horrible profanities? Is that inciting violence?
Well, at the very most, he was insulting the people's right to have a meeting. They wanted to listen to Donald Trump. Now, I'm not a big Trump supporter, but he has the right to go anywhere he wants and have his rallies. And these people come in there, and I heard one person say the other night, you know, when you start swinging, you can swing and do everything you want, but when you start swinging, when you hit my nose, I get to be involved. Well, when somebody's pointing in your face and giving you the finger, I just think that it's that guy had enough, and he punched this guy out. And I thought it was ironic. I can remember back a few months ago when some cowboys were having a peaceful protest out in Oregon. And they were out away from the people, not bothering anybody, protesting about their land being taken away, protesting about their people being put in jail.
Yeah, I know where you're going. We're up against the clock here, but one of them's dead. So where was the violence coming from there? Good point, Fred. Great wisdom in Wing. Appreciate the call. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, waiting for your call, 800-228-0550. Patrick and Minot, Chad and Fargo coming up. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming 2016 machinery auctions feature the following John Deere tractors: a 2014 9560RT, only 795 hours; a 2013 6190R with loader, only 325 hours; a 2015 9620R four-wheel drive, only 57 hours; and a 2009 9630T with tracks, only 2,000 hours. For detailed information on all of these items and many more, log on to Piper's.com.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Live indeed in Wahpeton, North Dakota. We are coming to you live and direct from Giant Sunflower Seeds, official sunflower seed of every major, well, actually, I shouldn't say that. They supply every Major League Baseball team. They are the official supplier of four of the teams, including the Minnesota Twins, the Texas Rangers, the Colorado Rockies, and who'd I forget? Twins, Rockies, Colorado, Rangers, Texas, right? Yeah. Anyway, incredible deal. But the supplier for every single one. And, of course, you find them in stores all across the USA. A North Dakota-made product. Love it as much as I do? I hope you do. I tell you what, I love it about as much as Verizon giving me $650 to get out of my current contract. That's the deal right now at B-Mobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer, the largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. And you know what? The name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network is Verizon. So why wouldn't you want to join a local, family-owned company? B-Mobile is. And then also be part of the Verizon family. Because now you can get unstuck from your current carrier by simply visiting B-Mobile. Switch to Verizon. They'll give you up to $650 to get out of your current contract. All the details are in the store. And you'll find them at Fargo, Bismarck, Detroit Lakes, Grand Forks, Jamestown, Valley City, and right here in Wahpeton. Find a location near you. BeMobile.com. Connect to communicate at BeMobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. A little bit of breaking news on the sports front here before we get back to the calls. The NDSU Bison completed their 2016 football schedule today, announcing that FCS playoff team Charleston Southern will come to the Fargo Dome on August 27th. And for the second straight season, the Bison will be playing in that ESPN FCS kickoff. So it's more good news. Way to go to the Bison Athletic Department. Chad in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I got a question for you, Scott. I know you've been around politics for many, many years, but nobody's talking about the fact that Bill Clinton violated election things down in Massachusetts. Remember when he was at the polling places were and, you know, stuff for his wife? And then one other thing is that last day, I don't know if you caught it, but Hillary Clinton was on TV and stated that we lost nobody in Benghazi or excuse me, in Libya. I don't understand. Is she getting crazier than Bernie, or is it just me thinking that? I don't know.
Yeah, no. The polling place thing, I think somebody locally would have had to have taken action. Probably just been a misdemeanor, but it would have been, you know, an interesting story. He went in there, I think, with the mayor, and they said to thank poll workers, but his presence certainly could be construed as campaigning for her. That's small ball compared to the things about the Clintons that ought to worry us, in my mind. Benghazi's right up there. And I think Benghazi's just become this thing where it doesn't matter what. It's even like the email thing. I mean, that story's changed 50 times. Every time I hear it explained, it's a different angle. It wasn't classified, and therefore it was classified after, and then happened. You know, I mean, it's just, and they do it on purpose. They really just gum up the works on purpose. I don't think anything there is going to, either one of those two things are going to hold her back. I hope what does hold her back is the accumulation of enough questions that people say, you know what, my gut tells me there's something wrong here. That's my hope, that ultimately if she's the nominee, people are going to look at it. And I honestly think, the energy that Donald Trump has and also the private sector contrast he brings, or say Ted Cruz against her would be unbelievable because she would just wither under one fact after another. You know, I think Rubio would be great. He'd be a youthful comparison to her that would be pretty incredible. And, even Kasich, I think, would bring some Democrats. So to me, the one-on-one comparison, unless you want free stuff. Chad, if you want free stuff, you don't care about Benghazi. You don't care about her husband going into, the polling place. You don't care about emails. You just want your stuff. You just want somebody that's going to go there and say, I want stuff. And you know, the environmental wackos, they love that she'd kill. She said no fracking. You know, I mean, this woman's over. She's talking about the death of the coal industry. I mean, it's chilling to me. You know, Obama.
But yet there's still, there's still
coming,
people.
She's saying it out loud.
Yeah, but there's still people out there that would still vote Democrat, even though they lose their jobs in that type of field, at the coal fields or whatever. There's people out there that will still vote for her, even though they lost their job because of those idiots.
Well, that's somebody that wants free stuff. That's the only explanation I can come up with. Again, there are people who are in need of a helping hand. I'm not mocking them. Please understand this. When I say free stuff, I'm not suggesting we not have, a Social Security system that is people getting the funds they paid in back, right? I'm not suggesting that people that are in need that don't get it. I'm not talking about that at all. I'm talking about takers and makers. And takers are people who just like the idea that they can live off the system. It's a better way. So it's easier for them. So yeah, I'm capable, but then why would I? I'm in the system. And then there's makers who go out there and build something better. Build things like where I'm sitting today. We just have to hope there are more makers than takers. In previous elections, there are more takers than makers voting. That's what we have to change. Patrick and Minot, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Welcome your text, by the way. Always do. You can text Todd the Radio God. He's standing by. 701-226-8503. Comments coming on Kylie, but we'll get to that in a minute here. Let me get to Patrick and Minot. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I know you got to stir people up and get ratings, but I'm a little disappointed in your comment about the violence at the rallies. If you were at a basketball game and somebody threw an elbow and bloodied somebody's nose, the ref would probably throw them out of the game. And if the coach was standing on the sidelines yelling at his people to beat up the other players, I think he'd get attacked. I mean, come on. This is reality. This is life. People don't need to get into violence and beating each other up. It doesn't matter who started it, which side is right or which side is wrong. Violence is not an option.
Okay, but is that violence?
Are you kidding me? Is that violence? If your kid got elbowed in the nose to where he was bloodied, would you be upset or would you think it's no big deal, it's not violence? Come on.
I don't know that I'd use the word violence, honestly. And Patrick, I would also tell you, I'm not saying things to stir anything up. I'm giving my opinion, but I'm also welcoming yours. So this isn't some kind of circus act here. This is a conversation. So I have
That's the way it comes across. Because if you were in a different social setting, you would be pretty upset about somebody throwing an elbow into someone else's face. So you're being disingenuous if you say that. And I think people that know you personally would know that you're being disingenuous. You're not gonna stand on a soapbox and tell your neighbor to go out and punch somebody else out. Come on. We don't do that.
I wouldn't do that. But what I was commenting on is, number one, I don't believe we can fairly say, if you look at every rally that this guy has done, that there's violence at these rallies. Again, the closest thing to violence, and I'll cede to you, Patrick, that particular incident, let's call it violence. That's one incident. I don't believe Donald Trump's responsible for it. I don't believe anything he said, go ahead and, think that's okay. I think that's ridiculous. And I don't think there's violence in political rallies.
So I'll give you the point. That's the only thing I've seen as far as the violence is concerned. It is violence, and He is responsible for what he says. The sports analogy fits perfectly. If a coach on the sideline was to yell those kind of things, he'd be given a technical foul and thrown out of the game. He can't stand there and tell his players to beat up other people. And that's exactly what Donald Trump has been doing.
No.
Right or wrong, like him or not,
okay,
he should not be inciting to violence.
Okay, but I don't believe it's inciting the violence. That's where I think we differ here, Patrick. Here's my point. I'm going to go off randomly off the top of my head. Don't have anything in front of me. But, he said something about, you know, where I come from, if a guy does something like that, they get carried out in a stretcher. Okay, that was one time. He said something like that. They ought to just punch him. Those two are about the strongest things. There were a couple other things that people have been using.
So you tell me, I'll give you that.
Can I just finish, Patrick? So that was said said in the context of, I don't know, I think it's fair to say, you know, more than a dozen, maybe less than two dozen rallies, okay, over a period of a couple of months. And now we're going to say at that particular event, on that particular day, that guy in that cowboy hat said, Donald Trump said 3 weeks ago, punch a guy, I'm going to go hit him. No, I think the guy reacted to this punk walking up the steps, flipping everybody off after using every word in the book and disrupting a rally of someone he came to hear, and he got mad and he went and elbowed him. It looked like he punched him from the one side, but if you look, he actually pulled his hand back and elbowed him. So we're going to, for the purpose of this conversation, call that violence. But how you can say Donald Trump is responsible for that, to me, is beyond reality.
Okay, all that being said, and I'm not going to beat a dead horse, but I'll stick to the sports analogy. If a bunch of us were sitting in the stands and a parent got up and yelled at his kid to punch another kid out, we'd all be shocked and be looking at that guy and thinking, what a jerk.
I would agree with you. I would agree with you, but that didn't happen. That didn't happen. That's all I'm saying.
That's exactly what happened, though. He's condoning violence. He's telling people, I'll pay your bills if you get sued. Come on now. You can't be more explicit than that. I will pay your bills. So if he's telling them that he's going to pay their bill if their legal fees, that means he's expecting that there's going to be a law broken and someone is going to have to defend themselves. Come on. How far can you go? Really?
Okay. Now you know that wasn't said at that rally. You're aware of that.
It doesn't matter where it was said. It was said.
Right,
it's giving permission to do that.
Yeah, all right. So you're, the way you're connecting the dots is that Trump saying that was heard by this guy in the crowd, and then 3 weeks, a month later, whatever, this guy walks up the after causing this, and this guy hears in his head, hey, Trump said he'd pay my legal bills. I'm gonna go punch the guy. You think that's how it happened?
I'm not saying that's how it happened. I'm saying that's a possibility. That's a distinct possibility, and we are. Responsible for the words that we use and for our own actions.
Absolutely. And
the guy that hit him was wrong. Trump didn't walk up to him and say, "Yo, if you punch that guy in the face." But he did create the atmosphere that it might be okay.
Yeah, and I think
if you tell your kid, go out there and beat up the neighbor kid, and when you come home, I'll give you an ice cream, really?
Yeah, and again,
that's not inciting your kid to go out and be violent for no reason?
That's a flawed analogy. That's a flawed analogy, though, in my view, of what you've just used. But it would be wrong. I'll give you that. I also think Trump would be wise not to say this kind of stuff.
That's all I'm saying. Look, I don't want to beat up on Donald Trump. I'm just saying that kind of thing is not necessary. Look, the man is masterful. He can speak, and he's drawing crowds. He doesn't need that crap because that just deters from what he's trying to say.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree on that point at all. I think he's gotten that message, but I don't think that means we blame him for what's happened. And again, violence is now one incident with a guy being mad. That's violence at his campaign rally. So it's getting blown out of proportion, but Donald Trump fueled the fire by some of those earlier comments. I'll give you that much. Others agree or disagree? Who's right? Patrick or me? Give us a call.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 40-10 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. From starting your child's savings account to closing on your first mortgage. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. Well, that and conveniently designed spaces to make banking even more comfortable for you. Get what you've come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
We're visiting with David Donahue from Valley Imports. He's a Mercedes-Benz specialist, and he has always loved cars.
Some people are sports people. Some people are computer people. I'm a car person.
Those cars are amazing, aren't they, those Mercedes-Benz vehicles?
They're great. Every design aspect of those vehicles has a purpose, and it's all about safety.
How do you try to make the shopping experience easy for a customer?
I just want them to feel comfortable. When I look at the showroom floor, I look at that as my second home. If somebody were to come into my house, I want them to feel that same way.
Growing up, you spent some time in Breckenridge and Sisseton.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you're starting to see some Mercedes-Benz vehicles driving through there, aren't you?
Yeah. We're not that far up the road to be able to come and get your vehicle serviced.
Anybody ever come back and say, gosh, I paid too much money for this thing?
Nope. Not once.
Visit David and all the great people at Valley Imports just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
We're back in Wapata, North Dakota, at the world headquarters for Giant Snacks. I call it the world headquarters. I don't know. They have to be. They're a great North Dakota product. Hope they're all over the fruited plain, the globe, rather. They're already all over the fruited plain in the USA. And you'll find them in every Major League Baseball stadium in the United States, including our beloved Minnesota Twins. Is that not great or what? I love it. And, by the way, another one of our fine sponsors here on the program is MyPillow. Wanted us to tell you about that 4-for-1 deal that's back. The classic 4-pack combo, only $99.88. You receive two classic pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $160. I had the pleasure of talking about a lot of products on the radio that I've had a chance to use over the years. Many, 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 many. And, you know, you hear me talk about, well, I won't start the list or I won't stop, but the pillows are the best. I mean, because the sleep you get, from a night's sleep with MyPillow and the rest and the health benefits from that are priceless. Call them for the 2-for-1 deal. Tell them Scott sent you at 800-506-9028. or call or email or go online, rather, to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Bunch of calls waiting to weigh in here, and I want to get to all of you in a short segment. So if you could, just give me your best minute on what you want to say here, okay? Joe on the road on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Go, Joe.
Yes, good morning. Using the analogy of a basketball game, I think the guy needs to back up. Going into this rally, the Black Panthers were passing out liturgy, professionally printed up sheets to stir up the crowd. So would the refs let that happen? People were stirred up by this group that had all kinds of flyers out there and using language and gestures with their hands to stir the crowd up. That's all I have to say. Thanks.
Yeah, interesting analogy. Yeah, you need a little more context here on who is stirring up violence. I'll go with you on that. Chris on the road. I'm going to let you guys talk so we can get you all in. Chris, go ahead. You're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. Yeah, Rush Limbaugh yesterday had a good point. Actually, it was Obama that started this back in 2008 at his Philadelphia campaign rally where he said to talk to your liberal friends, talk to your independent friends, talk to your Republican friends, get their faith. Argue with them if you have to. If they bring a knife, you bring a gun. So actually, this was all started by Obama. And if you look at the protesters, it's all these left-wing groups going to these Republican or Trump's conventions to protest there. It's not Trump supporters going to Bernie's or Hillary's. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
Interesting. A texter brought up the Obama thing as well. I'd forgotten that. But Richard in Aberdeen, South Dakota, what's on your mind?
I find it incredibly hypocritical of the left to complain about Donald Trump's actions when we have police officers in New York killed, when we have riots in Baltimore, when we have riots in Ferguson, Missouri. And not only does the president or the mayor of New York not say stop it, but they actually condone the behavior by their silence. Their silence was deafening. It's incredibly rich to think that Donald Trump should be chastised for what he has done when these people absolutely say, oh, not us. They have done the exact same thing with much worse consequences.
Well said, Richard. Nice hearing from you. Thank you. Let's go to Moorhead. Dean, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Yeah, I think blaming Donald Trump for the violence when he's not the one throwing the punches, making the swings by the words that he said. I mean, that's this. What they're doing is right out of Saul Alinsky's rule book for radicals, you know, to shut people down. What they're attempting to do is to stifle free speech, to try and intimidate people into remaining quiet, keeping holding back, and that's what conservatives have done for years, and we're just fed up with it. We're not going to take it, and these people are there just to disrupt, to grab the microphone and say that they have a right to free speech. This is not their event. They can hold an event. They can rent it.
Yeah, good points. Very good points, Dean. Very good points. And you know what? I don't doubt for a second the fact that Donald Trump is starting to worry them, as in what's going to happen in November. And look at these crowds and holy buckets, what do we do here? That this is all planned. And they're getting exactly what they want right now by us talking about all this and getting the narrative of violence at political rallies incited by Donald Trump into the mainstream.
Well, look at how, you know, the Democrats on the steps of the White House that time were, or the Capitol, when they were trying to say the Tea Party was violent. And, oh, look at the thousands of people. And somebody spit on me. And, of course, you know, it was, you know, they're trying to make their narrative right.
Yeah, it's an item out of their playbook. Dean, good point. Mike and Dickinson, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go. Mike, are you there?
Can you hear me, Scott?
Now I can hear you. Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Oh, all right. I was wondering why Pat, your previous caller, didn't mention the shots that were fired by that Black Lives Matter protester outside of the Trump rally. It was confirmed by the Chicago police that there were shots fired. You know, it's very hypocritical for these people to stifle free speech, and they don't realize that they are, to use Lenin's term, useful idiots that are being used to, and it's going to get turned around back on them. You know, they're
Good points, Mike. Appreciate the call. Texter says, wrong. If anyone's kid was disrupting the game, cussing and making gestures while being taken out by their security, their parents better have a serious talk with the kid. It's all an attack ploy to try and play Trump down. This is a political card being played. No doubt about it, folks. And I think it's important we don't get sucked into it. The debate on the swine farm at Buffalo coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Landowners, listen up. Have you considered joining the Northwest Landowners Association? The cost is small, the benefit is large. Landowners do not want to stop the progress of utilizing North Dakota's great energy resources. They do want to protect the land. If you're a member of the Northwest Landowners Association, you'll have access to premium information on the North Dakota Oil and Gas Division website. You'll also receive assistance and education regarding issues affecting your property rights. The Northwest Landowners Association hires a lobbyist to represent them at the North Dakota legislative proceedings. You'll be in the know with printed newsletters and email updates regarding North Dakota's relevant natural resources news and meetings. If you own land in North Dakota, help us help you. Join the Northwest Landowners Association today. Go to nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com. And join the Northwest Landowners Association today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.